Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Nick Bliss, who is a partner and financial advisor with Clear Strategy. Nick, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I'm looking forward to talking with you because as a financial advisor, talking about money and retirement, of course, everyone wants a strategy and of course they want it really clear. So I love the name of the company. Give us a little bit of your background and what led you into financial services.
Yeah, so I've worn a lot of hats over my lifetime, but certainly kind of always geared towards the financial industries. Went to college for accounting and, you know, just wasn't that line of work, but certainly gave me a lot of background, stuff we need to use in today's world. You know, spent some time in a couple different lanes and then ended up, starting down the financial path, more full time in 2012. So, been at this over a decade now. I've seen some ups and downs in markets. Not as fun in the downs as we all know, but certainly starting to see how long term planning is really the way to play.
You know, you bring up a really huge point there, and I know that this is something you have conversations with your clients about. But long term and ups and downs, right? I mean, volatility. You're going to always see it. And if you look closely at a, you know, I'm envisioning in my mind, you know, those charts you see for, you know, the market movement. And if you look in 30-day window, it might be like crazy volatile. But if you really back it out and look at 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it's like, oh, little tiny, little small bips. So you have to look at the long-term investments and not get so uptight about the ups and downs and volatility. Talk a little bit about how people should consider that for their long-term financial portfolio.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we all see the stock markets and we see the reds and greens from day to day. But, you know, the long term is really what you're in it for. We're in it for, you know, if it's pre-retirement savings, if it's, you know, building those goals for future, what retirement might look like. You know, we're looking 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And if you're at retirement, we still want that look to be 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road because it never really ends. We still are going to see the ups and downs. We have to navigate those waters with, you know, the tools we have available, and we have to do it over one's lifetime. I hope to see clients with me for 50 years. So we're going to have, you know, maybe 20 years pre-retirement and 30 years post-retirement, right? So, yeah, the 6-month, 1-year windows are snapshots in life. It's you have to really look at 3, 5, 10-year windows.
Yep. And you mentioned 30 years pre and 20 years post, and I know you're just throwing out numbers, but it made me think about something. First of all, people tend to put off planning for retirement. Oh, yeah, somebody, I'll do that. And then it's just like creeps up on them. So when do you prefer to start talking with someone, you know, in a perfect world? I mean, obviously, you know, the day you get your first job would be the best time, but that's not realistic. So what's a good runway ahead of retirement to give you the best time to have some strategies laid out, implemented, and working for the client?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think everybody, obviously, the sooner the better, right? But, you know, in your 20s, it's probably not something you really want to come sit down with me in. I'd love to talk to people in that point, but, you know, do you have to really focus in, hone in on things? You know, but I think in that mid to late 30s, you know, hopefully you've been participating in your 401ks. Now there's a big number there, or a sizable number enough to start speaking about, thinking about, and what that looks like. You know, in your 20s, you don't know what retirement's even going to look like. At least if you get, you know, 10, 15 years in the working world, then you start kind of leaning towards, okay, you know, where do you want to land? What's that look like? What's, you know, what's life look like? What does college planning look like? What does debt retirement look like? You know, that's when things really start coming together for people, you know, in that 30s, maybe 40s, in a perfect world, right?
Yep.
But certainly, you know, we see a lot of 40s and 50 year olds that, you know, haven't talked to anybody, and that's not wrong by any means. You know, today is the best day to start and moving forward from that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that example maybe you've heard about, you know, wow, it's a hot day. I sure wish I had a tree here to give me some shade. Well, the best time to have planted that tree was 30 years ago, so you would have it today. But the next best time is right now. So don't cry over what you could have done years ago. So if you're 30, 40, 50, whatever time frame that is, just get something started now. And probably one piece of advice you would give someone that is starting a little bit on the later side is balance that with the risk and the volatility. So don't try to catch up, because the times that you try to catch up, now you might be taking some risks that might not be beneficial to your long-term retirement, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's, I guess I'd rather see somebody potentially push off retirement a year or two than to be extremely risky.
Yep.
Just to try and play catch up, right?
Yep. Because it's like in a football game, you're trying to play catch up and you're going to throw that interception. But in a financial realm, boy, you try to play catch up and something's going to happen. So let's you made me think about something else too. You know, let's say you had got some good runway before retirement. What are some potential, you know, I'll call them milestones that happen that a lot of times people don't think about that would slow down retirement? And I'm thinking, like you mentioned, college planning. You know, a lot of times people think, you know, hey, I'm going to plan for retirement, so whatever. But what if college comes? That's going to potentially slow down or derail retirement. What are some things around that you've seen? And then what do you advise your clients to do to work through that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's always uncertain things like health problems and things that pop up that we can't really plan for, but certainly have to have a path of what ifs, right? So we always kind of look at things with thoughts in minds of future needs, wants, and wishes, right? We need to pay our bills, keep the lights on, pay the taxes, and, you know, do the other things in life, right? But we want to do this and we wish we could do that. So, you know, again, navigating those waters so that it's not as big of a shocker to the system if something does pop up. You know, if a parent gets ill and they don't have the funding, and, you know, maybe you got to step up and help with that for a few years or something in the mix or what's going on. So, you know, there's always things that pop up. Nothing's set in stone. Nothing's clear path, but we certainly try and talk about all those topics on the forefront.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, like grandma told you, plan for a rainy day and save some money, or, you know, so same with retirement. So you want to plan for retirement, and here's this number we're shooting toward, whether it's an age that you're going to retire or an age that money needs to last through. But also, here's another aspect we need to plan for, the what ifs. So we don't know whether this is going to happen, but if we plan for it and it doesn't happen, you're in good shape. But if we don't plan for it and it happens, now we're behind eight ball again. So I think that's another huge thing to keep in mind. Talk a little bit too about, I know financial advisors sometimes feel, get the bad rap of, you know, well, I don't want to do that and you're telling me to do it. Well, as a fiduciary, you are, you know, legally bound to tell people the right thing. And so it's not like you're pushing someone for your own benefit. You're just presenting options. And talk a little bit about what fiduciary means and how that protects your clients.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest changes in the industry in my time has been going towards this fiduciary level, you know, the best interest of client stuff. All good things, for sure. You know, I think it weeds out those that might not be the best people for the industry. Certainly, we push some pressures towards things and maybe try and put clients in things. More because we really feel they're necessary and we feel very strongly towards them, for them, not so much anything else at bay, right? So, you know, I think sometimes people are a little skeptical and, like you said, I don't need this or I don't whatever. You know, long-term care insurance, I mean, it's something that we feel very strongly that conversation has to be had. With fiduciary responsibilities in play, we have to have those conversations because it's not necessarily you or your husband or spouse or wife or whatever. It's the kids that come back and say, well, why didn't you sell this to them? Well, we had that conversation, but they didn't want it. So you know, so it's, you know, if we bring it up, it's not because we're just trying to push stuff. It's so that we get some answers. If you leave the planet today, how do I have that conversation with your children or your heirs to say, this is why we did what we did.
Yeah.
At the time, this is what they wanted to do.
And when you're having conversations like that, it's because of times that you've seen in the industry or other clients of yours that have had that need. So it's not like you're selling meteor insurance. You know, well, hey, if a meteor hits the earth, then we're not, that's highly unlikely. But long-term care or other things in the financial realm, these are things that happen and they're likely to happen. Could they happen to you? Question mark. But let's plan for it or let's talk through that. And I think that's a huge important thing for people to consider.
Yeah, I've had some, you know, I've got multiple junior advisors working underneath us, and you know, they've asked us lots of questions off the cuff about a lot of things. And one particular, I remember when he first hired in, I said, "Look, today's your start your learning."
Yeah.
Because those experiences, you're going to reflect back on those throughout your career of, "Hey, I did this and it was right," or "We did this and it ended up wrong." And it's not necessarily you're talking about individuals or clients individually, but just the scope of, if we'd have done this, this situation would have been better. And we build on that. We build on that every day. And the more experience we have, the more of those experiences we can put in play to solve your problems, potential problems, needs, wants, wishes, you know, with the experience that we bring to the table.
You know, you said something a few minutes ago just in passing, but, you know, what does it look like? And it reminds me of, like, in your position with your clients, you almost act like a life coach in the sense that, hey, tell me what retirement looks like for you. Because you need to craft that future vision of what the client is thinking of and maybe even present some things like, well, hey, have you considered whatever that might be. But many times people are not retiring and playing golf all day long 24/7 for the next 30 years. So what really does retirement look like? And if you can help guide that and then plan for that financially, boy, it really becomes something where you're becoming a confidant with the client, not just, you know, pitching financial products.
Sure. Yeah. I've had a lot of those conversations where people walk in and, you know, they're whatever, say mid-50s, and say, yeah, I got this 401k. What do I do now? Kind of thing. And what is, you know, I want to retire at 62. Well, okay. Well, they've never looked at what retirement looks like. They just think, I'm just not going to go to work. Okay. But does that mean you're going to travel? Does that mean you're going to sit at home? Does that mean you're going to golf? Do you know, are you in a bowling league? Are you doing other things? What are you going to do with your time? Because that's another part of retirement. If you're going to retire just to sit at home in a rocking chair, what, you know, some people may think that's fun, but I mean, is that really the life you want? Because that's going to be, it causes other things, right? So, yeah. Certainly,
you know, that's a big that's a big point. I remember years and years ago reading the book by Tim Ferriss called The 4-Hour Workweek. And one of the things he talked about is structure your life and your business. If you're a business owner, let's say, and where you can take 3-4 months off and have your business keep running so that you can take these little mini retirements. Why wait till X age to retire because you might not have the health to do the things you want to do? So take those times. Well, I think to your point there, if you do retire at that number of 62, what then? What, you know, have you ever taken a 4-week vacation? And maybe this is the question to ask the client, because wow, if you did you love it? Did you want to take another 4 weeks, or about 2 weeks in where you're like, man, I'm ready to get back to work? And if that's the case, what does retirement really look like? Maybe you need to scale back and work 2 days a week doing some consulting and 2 days a week volunteering your time. But really, what does it look like? And then what are those financial needs that you can help fill in the gap to plan for?
For sure. And that's another great point. You know, we talk quite frequently about a second career path, right? Retirement career path that just gives you something to do sometimes, or it's something you're really passionate about. Well, maybe we don't account for it dollars and cents wise, but if it's, you know, creating some spending cash or some fun money, that's money that goes into the plan to some degree. And we don't have to necessarily save for that, right? Because it's something you're doing that actually creates money versus something that's just possibly spending it.
But you need to plan for it. right? I mean, sure. that's the big thing is, you know, you need to, you know, plan for expenses, plan for the need for income, all of those things. So I think that word in quotes, retirement, boy, it just encompasses so much. It's the years leading up to it. It's the years in retirement and how many years are you going to be in retirement? So, you know, now you've painted the picture of what does it look like? So many times these days, we're taking better care of ourselves, health-wise, food, nutrition, exercise, and lifespans are getting longer. So maybe the numbers of, oh, I'm going to retire at this age and I need money to last till that age, that might expand out a little bit given the lifespans these days. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, for sure. We've definitely tried to look at those numbers out past even the client's wishes to some degree because, you know, longevity might be in your background, it may not be in your family, but you know, we don't know. If we knew the end result, we would be a lot better prepared, right? So
yep.
So yeah, it's just we've certainly pushed our thinking out in most cases. I mean, certainly there's the exceptions that are, you know, not healthy or other circumstances in play, but most of the time we've pushed out probably 3 to 5 years past any estimates just to make sure that numbers work, just to give that extra sense of security and stability going yeah. into retirement. Yeah.
And if you didn't need it, at least it was there. That's wonderful. But it's all part of that planning. I think that is so important. We've talked so much here throughout this conversation about, you know, getting your affairs in order ahead of time and planning for the inevitable, but also planning for it to be taking longer, you know, in retirement than you thought. What is retirement going to look like? So what are some of the bigger mistakes that you see your clients making before they come to you, and then you're able to kind of fill in the gaps and smooth it out and then get them back on that right path?
Yeah, I see. One of the biggest negatives probably is people borrowing against their 401ks because they think that's a pool of money. That's
oh, yeah. Just,
it's, you know, a lot of negativity surrounding that. Certainly something we shy away from if we get a chance beforehand. You know, I don't like to see clients going to retirement with debt. I'm not saying it can't happen and won't happen, but if at all possible, it's just that variable that we don't need if we can avoid it. So some of the big ones, I think, you know, healthcare, retiring in your 50s, healthcare is a big expense. So,
yeah.
You know, that's another thing. I mean, we see, you know, earlier retirees, you know, if you're not 65 age where you're Medicare eligible, you know, you got 5 years, six, you know, 3 to 5 years, 6 years sometimes of healthcare, and obviously rising costs play in. So, you know, just little things like that. I've seen clients that have just basically retired and then came to us and said, yeah, we retired a week ago.
Now what? Oh,
yeah, what's this look like? What do we do now? Kind of thing. So, you know, having that communication, talking early, and early is, you know, as early as today, right? Just like
yeah.
we said, you know, getting some plan in place. And then, you know, I try and put timetables in place so that, you know, if we're 10 years out, 10 years goes by pretty quick. We all
yeah.
know that. So,
yeah.
You know, we try and put some timetables. So when I meet you, you know, and at least in an annual meeting, we will have that timetable look and say, are we still on track? You know, I just met with a client the other night and he said, you know, I'm going to push things back one more year. Okay, that's fine. You know, and if you want to fast forward it one more year, probably yeah. is going to be okay. It's just, let's have that conversation. So it's not a surprise to anybody.
Yep, exactly. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube once it's already out.
right.
That's a great advice. Well, Nick, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. If someone is listening absolutely. To this thinking, you know, hey, give me a second opinion or give me a little bit of forward look, what's the best way that someone can reach out and learn more about your offerings and the way that you serve your clients with Clear Strategy? And then what's the best way they can reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website. MyClearStrategy.com. Certainly our team is on there and you can click on there and find all my mobile number, phone number, email address, all that good jazz. Certainly LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, all the popular places these days. So, hopefully readily available for everybody, to reach out and schedule an appointment.
Perfect. Well, Nick, thank you so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure talking with you today.
Absolutely. You too, Mike. Thanks.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.